This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's really no other way to describe what's going on at the southern border since Joe Biden became president than to call it an invasion. It is an invasion. It is total criminality, human trafficking, illegal immigration pipeline, and the Joe Biden administration is running it, is facilitating it. That's it. End of story. Now, as I come to you live today, just as I came to you live yesterday, we have so much footage of the illegal immigrants crossing the southern border that you wouldn't even believe it. And there's something that needs to be understood about this. This is not footage from yesterday. This is not stock footage that we have in a file to roll anytime we talk about this story. This is all new footage from this morning. So imagine, all the videos we saw yesterday of the illegal immigrants on the trains, under the bridges, by the tens of thousands, that was yesterday's videos. We now have the same videos from this morning again. And they're pulling dead bodies from the Rio Grande. Some adult men, some children. So I told the crew, look, there's so much of these illegal immigrant videos, you guys just got to put them on the screen as I cover this news and explain what's going on. How many trainloads, as you see another one here, how many trainloads carrying what? 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 illegal immigrants have been coming to our southern border, hell, not just in the last week, because we know of at least four. We've seen at least four of these trains. On video, we've seen at least four of these train loads in the last week. How long has this been going on? How many illegal immigrants have poured into this country by the train load that we don't have videos of? We're talking masses. We're talking huge crowds of people every morning now, tens of thousands coming across the southern border. If you're an audio listener, I'll try to explain. Have you ever been caught at a train stop and it's one of those never-ending trains? Well, imagine that, except there's huddled masses packed into each car, so filled, so packed that they're hanging off the edges. And imagine watching that pass by you as you're sitting at a train stop. That's coming across our southern border every day. Imagine you're at the Dallas Cowboys football game. The game just ended. Zeros on the clock, game over, and now the crowds are pouring out of the exits and into the streets. This is happening at the southern border every day. The crew is now showing another dead body being pulled from the Rio Grande. This is happening every day. So, what are the ramifications? Well, aside the economic bomb that this is about to blow off in our country, who's paying for these illegal immigrants? You are. While your grocery bills are going up, inflation is going up, gas prices are going up, energy prices are going up, taxes going up, you're also paying for illegal immigrants to come into this country and get a free ride, literally a free ride, three meals a day, a roof over their head, travel wherever they want. But now our worst fears are starting to manifest. And the Democrats' plan to turn Texas blue has been revealed. And I got a feeling that this might have been what was behind the impeachment of Ken Paxton. Thank God it failed. He had a great interview with Tucker Carlson aired last night. We've got an important clip from that. Why were the Why is there a massive illegal immigrant city being built in Texas? And why is the Biden administration about to make them all citizens? Think about that.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So at this point in time, it would appear at least 20,000 illegal immigrants are crossing the southern border here every day. That's not just me saying that. That's me showing you the footage now every day. Again, to be clear, all the footage that we just rolled in that last segment is from this morning. That's not footage from yesterday. That's not footage from a week ago. That's not footage from last month. That's not stock footage we have in a file to play when we talk about this. This is footage from this morning. And I will tell you, I expect the same thing to happen tomorrow. I'll have another 10 videos of thousands of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border. Now, again, you can do the math. 20,000 a day times 365, times 4 years of Joe Biden. Do the math, folks. Do the math. And that's just what we know about. So let's put it all together. What is really going on with this? Well, this is an economic bomb. This is a cultural bomb. These people aren't coming here with prospects. They're coming here for free stuff. This is a UN agenda. They classify them as migrants, and the UN then says you have to take them in. Again, they don't have prospects. They don't have jobs. They don't have anything to offer. They don't have dreams. They have a hand out asking for free stuff, and they get it, and you pay for it. Three meals a day, a roof over their head, a ride in a plane, a train, a bus, wherever they want to go. You pay for the whole thing, you suckers. So let's bring it all together. Images show Biden administration planned ICE ID card for illegal immigrants. Biden administration gearing up to give photo IDs to illegal border crossers who are released into the U.S. Now, that's one step away from making them citizens. And when they become citizens, they can vote. And now, what are you hearing from Illinois Democrats? What are you hearing from New York Democrats? Oh, we have to have borders. Keep the immigrants in Texas. Oh, I see. So keep 1, 2, 3 million illegal immigrants in Texas, give them all IDs, fast track them to citizenship, and then have them vote. And now it was confirmed by Ken Paxton last night with Tucker Carlson. We also have the videos as well. They are building an illegal immigrant city north of Houston that looks like they'll be housing as many as they want there. It's just an infinite development. They can build it forever. And so now you're going to have an illegal immigrant city in Texas. The Biden administration is going to make them legal so that they can vote. And then you're going to turn Texas blue. And the Democrats will never lose another election in the history of this country. That's what this one-party totalitarian state, the Democrat Party, the most corrupt party in U.S. history, has in store for you. And now I would reason that this is what was really behind the Ken Paxton impeachment. Because they knew Ken Paxton would not allow it. They knew Ken Paxton would do everything to stop it, and so they had to get him out of the way. Now, to respond to this, our attorneys Bob Barnes and Viva Free joining me now here on the Alex Jones Show. Now, guys, I'm not a legal expert, so I don't want to say anything inaccurate here, but would one of you like to volunteer for me? Can you just walk across the border? I thought there was this thing called legal immigration, and you go through a process. I'm sorry, but am I missing? This seems to be complete lawlessness here, guys.
Robert, I think you got to field this one.
I don't know. Yeah, you know what it's like to come here legally, Viva. Compare that to how it's going at the border.
The jokes sort of write themselves in a cynical way that, you know, for me to get a temporary visa, paperwork, however many thousands of dollars or tens of thousands of dollars on an attorney to fill out the paperwork, go to the border, risk being turned around, submit all the filings, the paperwork, pay the taxes. The problem is it's a humanitarian issue. Everybody understands people want a better life, and they analogize this crisis at the southern border to historical forms of immigration, which were not lawless like this, but this is nothing shy of lawlessness. And you have Eric Adams saying that New York can't deal with it, and it's going to radically, I think he said, destroy the city of New York as anybody knew it. And so it's a little bit more of the Democrat NIMBY hypocrisy. We'll tolerate it for the virtue of it, but it's going to be someone else's problem. And Owen, you raise a very interesting point about surreptitious way of flipping Texas blue so that there will never be another Republican election won in the future of America.
Bob, do you think there's any validity to this logic that I have? Because you scratch your head, you say, well, gee, why would they be so blatant in their complete frivolous illegality trying to remove Ken Paxton from office? They haven't even let him done his job in the last 4 months. He's been suspended. Then we have this illegal immigrant city popping up. Now we have the Biden administration saying, hey, we want to give them IDs. To me, I think the plan is revealed here, Bob.
I think there's multiple aspects of it. I mean, one aspect is political change, the hopes that illegal immigration will lead to more votes for Democrats, particularly from those illegal immigrants themselves, if they're able to rush through some form of illicit citizenship or get them to pad the ballot box by unduly expanding and extending the franchise. I mean, Pennsylvania is talking about automatic registration with your driver's licenses, and many of these same Democratic states are putting illegal immigrants on those driver rolls. So all of a sudden you could have them on the voter rolls, and you could pad the voter rolls. So you have that issue of political change. Then you have the issue of economic change, that this floods the low-wage and lower blue-collar income sectors of the economy, from a wide range of work, from landscaping to construction to services and the like. And who that hurts the most is younger and blue-collar workers on the lower end of the wage scale. And so they bear the burden. And then on top of that, you have which communities bear the brunt of it. You have the Biden administration trying to lock people into Texas, trying to prohibit illegal immigrants. They're trying to bring them into Texas and then lock them into Texas. By not allowing them to go to other states, whereas before they were flying them to different states. In part, that's because the sanctuary cities are going berserk when they actually have to deal with the problem of illegal immigration. But also they want to concentrate the social, political, economic burden of illegal immigration disproportionately on working class neighborhoods and communities. It's their schools that get overhit. It's their roads and bridges and infrastructure that's overtaxed. It's their areas that suffer the most consequence negatively and adversely, while it's the upper income and the wealthy and the affluent and the corporate communities. As Bernie Sanders once admitted, said, you know, illegal immigration is a way for the Koch brothers of the world to get fabulously and fantastically rich. So clearly that it's part of cultural transformation, economic transformation, political transformation, a revolution from within, by authorizing, encouraging, incentivizing, and maybe even going into bed with the cartels that are bringing an invasion from without.
Well, and we know that the Democrats are doing everything right now, not just to assert themselves, assert their dominance politically, but make it so that there's no threat for them in the future either. And when you look at the Ken Paxton thing, he has been, and they admit this, he has been, as far as an attorney general is concerned, the biggest thorn in the side of the Biden administration. They know he's not going to take this illegal activity at the southern border. In fact, on his Tucker Carlson interview last night, he even called out the fact that he doesn't believe Biden won He said straight up that the 2020 election was rigged. Now, he might be hearing from Merrick Garland's Justice Department soon. And, you know, they might sentence him to 120 days in jail for rhetoric like that. You know, that's how that goes. But when you see this story about illegal immigrants getting photo IDs, I mean, to me, that says one step away from citizenship. What does that say to you guys?
Well, it's definitely designed to facilitate all of the privileges and freedom of citizenship. So that, you know, the creating that kind of ID card is intended to allow them to have free access to the labor market, free access to various forms of voter registration, to driver car registration. Remember, it's explicit in a range of Democratic cities now. Portland, Oregon, L.A. is under consideration. Boston, Massachusetts, other cities across the country are trying to make it completely legal for illegal aliens to not only vote in their local elections, but in the case of Illinois, they're considering him giving him sheriffs and police deputies.
Yeah, I mean, this is hilarious. So they've realized, I mean, the Democrats aren't as dumb as they seem sometimes. They know they can't get Americans to vote for them anymore. So they're looking around the world and saying, hey, will anybody out there vote for us? Come on in here. We'll give you free stuff. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We've seen an incredible phenomenon.
Yippee-yay.
A couple years ago, the Democrats were sanctuary cities, and they were telling you how great, and they're so much more virtuous and moral than you are, you scumbag conservative. They'll take all the illegal immigrants. They're sanctuary cities. They love them so much. Of course, they won't put them in their own homes. You know, that's where they draw the line. But let's take a look here at Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, in 2021 versus Kathy Hochul yesterday.
As you know, the Statue of Liberty is inscribed. It says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled young masses yearning to be free, the wretched refuse to a teeming shore. And that statement encapsulizes our values. We want people to come here, despite where they came from or despite the circumstances that drove them to this country and to this state. We say you are welcome here. We are welcome with open arms, and we'll work to keep you safe. We'll not only house you, but we'll protect you. So our message to the world is, send us your people, send us those who need the cloak of comfort that we can demonstrate as New Yorkers with big hearts and open arms, and we'll provide a safe haven.
We have to let the word out that when you come to New York, you're not going to have more hotel rooms. We don't have capacity. So we have to also message properly that we're at our limit. If you're going to leave your country, go somewhere else. But the smarter thing is to apply for asylum before you leave your country.
Okay, Kathy Hochul issues dire warning to migrants coming to New York. We are out of space. So it's the governor of New York. It's the mayor of New York City. It's also Chicago Democrats. They're all saying the same thing. Hey, we're sanctuary city. We're better than Republicans. We take illegal immigrants. But not really. We don't actually want you to come here. We don't have the space. We don't have the resources. So please actually do not come here. Now, aside from the fact, gentlemen, that obviously these people are total phonies and liars when it comes to this, why don't they understand? Why are they so nearsighted? It's not that New York is out of space or Chicago's out of space. The country is out of space. We're out of resources. New York City gets like 3% of the illegal immigrants. Where are the others going? To other places that can't afford to have them there and don't have the space. Why do they have this nearsighted problem, or do they really not understand? Are they really that stupid? Viva Fry. I got it right this time. Viva, go ahead.
Don't worry. Can you imagine listening to the governor of a state appealing to the rest of the world to send people to her state instead of governing the people that she was elected to govern? I mean, I don't throw words around like treasonous or seditious or whatever. What it clearly is disloyal to the people that she was elected to represent. And it's nice to want to have a big heart and say, look, the people out there come from, you know, countries of a tremendous turmoil. And okay, well, we'll take the asylum seekers in the most extreme circumstances, but an open-ended invitation 2 years ago, when it's politically correct, when it's virtuous on social media, when it's good for elections, and then at some point the chickens come home to roost, you say, holy crap, we can't do it anymore. And now you say, don't come here? I mean, if a Republican says, immigrants welcome, just don't come here, go somewhere else, they'll get lambasted. Hochul says it 2 years after, appealing to everyone to just come and flood the state, and they can't even serve their own that they were elected to serve. They should be elected out of office, but that doesn't seem to work. Impeached out of office if that's available. What it is disloyal and arguably worse to the citizens they were elected to represent. New York City has turned into what it's turned into. I mean, it's worse now from what I understand than it was in the 90s when people refused to go there. It fails at some point because it's unsustainable, but they got the virtue signaling points 2 years back. Now the reality is hit home.
Bob, have the Democrat policies become damaging and destructive enough that liberals will stop voting for them, or does it have to get worse?
I think it depends, and I think you're seeing a disparity between different cities. So some cities are not experiencing the same kind of crisis that the cities on the East and West Coast are. But what New York is facing, what Chicago is facing, what L.A. is facing, what San Francisco is facing, is a quartet of crises. One crisis is the illegal immigration problem that they cannot, that they welcomed, invited, and now regret. The second is that the combination of defunding the police and aligning themselves with criminal gangs and disguised as racial protesters, much like the late 1960s when the Black Panthers were quickly converted into a criminal gang support operation. And you know, gangs like the Crips actually were organized as a political protest organization, but were really always gangs. Well, that criminality is exploding in places like New York City, in places like San Francisco. Then you have the third crisis that they have, which is the homelessness crisis. Again, a crisis kind of brought on by themselves. A crisis brought on because they didn't make sufficient allocation for shelter while at the same time inviting the homeless into their cities and into their locations. And the net effect of combining that is you have a homelessness crisis, a crime crisis, an illegal immigration crisis, and then you have the remote work related issues that is killing office real estate, compounded by people not wanting to go to the downtowns of these cities because they're no longer desirable shopping centers due to the various liberalization of laws, whether it's we're not going to require any kind of bail conditions in places like New York, in places like parts of California. We're going to, as in places like in California and parts of New York, decriminalize a range of laws of dangerous criminality. We're going to reverse the broken windows theory, which was, you know, under Giuliani's era, it was like no more letting minor crimes off because minor crimes become major crime. Under the guy, you know, the theory that if you have a broken window in a neighborhood, it leads to deterioration of lawful authority throughout the community. So, you know, New York City, you can go back and watch the movies from the 70s and 80s. You can go back to San Francisco. I mean, where is Dirty Harry? Dirty Harry's in San Francisco. Why is he in San Francisco? It was crime ridden. It was riddled with homelessness issues, riddled with drug issues, riddled with the same set of issues that is now coming back. And then you put a commercial real estate, office real estate problem with people not wanting to shop in those locations, people not wanting to live in those locations, figured out during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, keep talking. I just want the crew to roll clip four here. Beverly Hills has now turned into a ghost town because of all the crime. I just want to give some evidence to support what you're saying. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, you have Walgreens pulling out of New York. You have pulling out of San Francisco. You have Walmart pulling out of Chicago. I mean, there's just no way to operate in these major cities because of the explosion of retail crime due to the combination of defunding police, illegal immigration, homelessness on the streets. And then you combine that with not wanting to shop downtown, not wanting to live downtown, not wanting to work in office centers downtown. But what does that cause? That causes an implosion of commercial real estate. And what does that lead to? That leads to a dramatic decline in property taxes. What is the primary source of local income for local city governments in Chicago, in New York, in San Francisco? It's property taxes. So all of a sudden, they don't have the funds to have basic services. Well, at the same time, they're trying to, you know, run these little mini socialist states in places like New York, Chicago, L.A., and San Francisco. And we're seeing 70s levels disaster and debacle in these places. This may be the nadir of America's major urban cities as the socialist left experimentation has left them in a state of complete disaster. Your only option if you live there is to get out and not stay there.
Yeah, because you can't defend yourself because they're disarming you as well. So that's a bit of a problem as well. All right, we've got Viva Fry. We've got Bob Barnes with us here. I got a shocking clip from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick coming up. And we had such a great show last night, myself and these two. I want to re-delve into kind of that in the last segment. We got a lot more with the two great guests. Don't go anywhere, though. This statement from Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, last night is going to solidify exactly what we're talking about today.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down into the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. We put our faith, and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got a shocking clip from Dan Patrick coming up. And then, I got to tell you, Viva Fry and Bob Barnes host a great show on Rumble. I was honored to join them last night. I got as much feedback from that transmission as I've done other big shows and interviews. So we're going to kind of revisit a lot of that as well, talking about the attack on the First Amendment and the precedent that might be set with my case, which is ongoing. But first, before we get into that, here's a special message from Alex Jones.
Everything in this universe is about action. Good actions and bad actions, or actions that are indifferent, really don't matter. Everything is about the will and the decision you make. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get these great products, you don't just fund our operation. You get incredible products, and it's been several years since we've had all three of these formerly best-selling products at one time together. DNA Force Plus, the Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula all go together and do incredible things for your body, and all three are finally back in stock. Now, you can get them all individually, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Real Red Pill Plus, for 25% off. And they're the best you're going to find. But you can get all three together for a limited time, because we're already close to selling out of Body's in about a week, to get 40% off on these products. You owe it to yourself to find out about what's in DNA Force Plus, the Real Red Pill Plus, or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You owe it to yourself to learn about these compounds and how they're the missing links. They all do incredible things, but together, synergistically, they are the trifecta. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, now back in stock together. 40% off. We've not run a special on these in years with all three together, and it funds the operation. But you need to experience for yourself what Real Red Pill Plus, what DNA Force Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula will do for you and your family. Whether you're old or young, they're all incredible. But old folks definitely feel this, because on average, you've got more of the deficiencies. These are incredible products. Real Red Pill, it's all back. Get yours now. Support the broadcast at InfoWars Store.
And, of course, it's important to keep InfoWars on the air so we can give a platform to the great guests like Bob Barnes and Viva Fry that's with us, so many other great people, and get the message out. That's why they want us censored and incarcerated. It's your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air. All right, I want to play this clip, and I want to get the response from our guests here, because this stuff is hard to believe, that they would be building an illegal immigrant city in Texas that's expansive and on huge lands. I mean, we're talking about the biggest property development, residential property development you're going to see ever. And so I think this is why they tried to get rid of Ken Paxton, because their plan is to turn Texas blue with these illegal immigrants. Listen to what Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said on local radio last night.
Governor Patrick, I asked for listener input, and the number one question I got, I'm looking at, is probably 30 emails out of the first 50 that came in within about 3 minutes after I said that. Colony Ridge, this is a big issue. Are the cartels involved in this? It's a development outside of Houston. I don't know if it's made it to your desk yet, but it's an illegal alien settlement, and people are very, very concerned. It's been profiled nationally now. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's the Plum Creek subdivision. I'm very aware of it. And it was interesting when I was campaigning last year, my bus tour, I kind of wrapped up in that area. And I was not familiar with it. I'd heard about it, but was not very familiar. And I talked with the law enforcement over there, and they were telling me what a huge problem that is. And it is very interesting you say that, because I'm going to ask, once I get a little bit more legal foundation on this to see what we can do, I'm going to ask Governor Abbott to look at addressing some of these issues in the special session, if we can. It may be too soon to get a legal opinion. I'm going to talk to, now that Paxton's back on the job, I'm going to reach out to him today. I had this massive complex of people here illegally creating their own city, just north of Houston, it's just unacceptable how it's been laid out. Again, it's a private development, so we have to look at how we deal with this. But we can't have entire cities of people who have come here illegally with basically no law enforcement. In some cases, I'm told, no running water. It's a very dangerous place to be. This is not what America was built on, and this is why the Joe Biden policy of open borders has to end. Look, real quick, I was on Martin last night. I gave these numbers. By the time Biden has finished his first 4 years, he will have let in somewhere between 11 and 15 million people illegally. We apprehend 2 million a year, another million got away, so over 4 years, that's 9. We don't apprehend everybody. You know, law enforcement thinks we get one for one. That would be 8 million. But let's be conservative. Let's say another 4 million get in. We didn't see and didn't catch. That's 12 million people on top of the 25 to 30 million people who are already here. So you're talking about 10 to 15% of our entire population of America being here illegally. A lot of them uneducated, bad health. They don't know our foundation, don't know our history. This is a takeover of our country by the Marxist left, who are behind Joe Biden as president.
All right, so let's just frame all this up, and then I want to get Viva Fry and Bob Barnes' response to this. You've got an illegal immigrant city being built in just north of Houston that, I mean, it's expansive. It's a huge development. I mean, who knows how many people they could move there, as many as they want, I suppose. You've got the Biden administration getting ready to give government IDs to illegal immigrants. You just had the attempted removal of Ken Paxton, who's been the strongest attorney general against the corruption of the Biden administration. And now you got New York and Illinois saying no more illegal immigrants here. Keep them in Texas. I want to get the response here, guys. I mean, even maybe just let's put our legal hats down. Let's put our analyst hats down. We're just sitting at dinner. We're just having a talk at the bar. I mean, Viva, what do you say in response to this?
Owen, if you were trying to destroy a country and make it look like an accident or make it look like the indirect effect of policy, what would you be doing any different? You would be doing nothing different. And incidentally, it's not just an American thing. In Canada, Canada's talking about doubling its population by the end of the century, going from 40 million or 30-some-odd million to near 100 million by 2100. And you got the mayor of Toronto asking people to open up their rental units to asylum seekers, kicking out homeless people from shelters to make room for asylum seekers. This is sort of a global thing. It's not even limited only to Texas or the States. But if you were trying to destroy a country, if you were trying to ensure that you remain in power forever, not by swaying people to vote for you, but by importing people to vote for you, you would be doing nothing different. And it's at some point, Steve Bannon that says one time's an accident, twice is a coincidence, three times is enemy action. This is clearly enemy action at this point. It's a deliberate plan, concerted. And, you know, you asked earlier, when are Democrats or liberals going to change their vote? Do they have to suffer more before they change their votes? I'm convinced that they also view this suffering as some sort of noble proof of their virtue, and that they're prepared to put up with
it. Oh, you're right. In fact, guys, pull in the Louis C.K. clip from yesterday, and I'll go to that just to put more proof of what you're saying out there. Not to cut you off, but guys, let's pull that in because I want to play that clip, but continue.
Listen, it's like they take virtue, they take solace in their suffering, but they'll also find a way to blame it on Republicans. If only New York is going to say, if only Texas, you know, dealt with this, we wouldn't have to. NIMBY, not in my backyard. We want all the virtue that comes along with inviting, opening our borders. Everyone, send them here. Just don't send them here. Send them to Texas. Let them deal with them. We're not a border town.
Bob Barnes.
Yeah, I mean, that senior that's showing earlier of the private village reminded me of the opening scene of Sicario. People forget, you know, that the third part of that trilogy yet to come out. But, you know, the Sicario, the second film, explains how the number one profiting tool and technique of some of the most brutal elements of the Mexican drug cartels is now human trafficking, not drug trafficking. Many of these people are coming in from Central America, and they're literally being trafficked across multiple borders against the laws of multiple nations. And the net effect of it is to destabilize North America, not only the United States, but Canada. And we're seeing a comparable phenomenon in Europe, destabilizing Ukraine, unleashing immigrants throughout the rest of Western Europe and Eastern and Central Europe. The same thing happened over the last decade.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is Louis C.K., who's pretty much lost his career, mostly by his own demise. But this is exactly what Viva was talking about. Here's Louis C.K. on the Joe Rogan podcast. Listen to this.
But my feeling is they should open it, the border, and just let them pour in, let everybody pour in, and then the answer, which is, well, then there'll be all these problems. Yes, there should be. It shouldn't be so great here, is what I'm saying. In America, it shouldn't be. It's a weird thing to sequester a certain group of people and try to keep upping their lifespan and their lifestyle. And just keep trying to increase that for this group of people, and then everyone's, and then this pressure of people trying to come in so they can enjoy it, and then it gets worse and worse down here. I mean, I'm not in Canada, it's really just from down here. There's something wrong with that. That's not a system that's working, and it forces people to do cruel things to other people. There's a lot of people that die so Americans can be safe. They're just dying. You know, weddings that are drone bombed and
by Democrats, Barack Obama.
The guy said something that might have resulted in American insecurity. Not even like definite American deaths, but like just so we can breathe a little easier. Folks die and folks do labor in unsafe places so that we can keep the prices where we like them. There's so much about American life that other people pay for. That's part of it. But also, it's not good for us either. It's not a good way to live in a gated community, you know? If you let folks pour in any other wave, it'll kind of slosh. And then you'll just, things will be different. I don't know, like, what'll really happen? A bunch of people, like, will they just come with knives and start killing everybody? I don't
yes, actually, a lot of illegal immigrants are murdering people. There was just a Peruvian illegal immigrant the other day. So, I mean, look, there's a lot to unpack here, and I'll let you guys respond to this. But Louis C.K. obviously lives a very high elite lifestyle. He's not going to open up his mansions to illegal immigrants. He just wants to sit here and destroy our way of life. But, you know, here's what I think is actually going on here, and you guys can unpack that however you want, and then let's get into last night's powerful show that I did with you in my legal case. But, you know, here's what I see happening here. Here's the phenomenon that I actually see happening. Liberals can no longer deny that they're the problem. They can't. Liberals can no longer deny that they're the problems with society and their policies are doing damage and destroying our country. They can't deny it anymore. So this is their new pivot. Their new pivot is, well, you just deserve it. You just don't deserve to have a good life. And because other people are suffering, you just have to suffer too. To me, this is the new pitch from liberals. They can no longer pitch that they're the moral people. They can no longer pitch that they offer better policies. So this is their final line, I think, as far as politics is concerned, is that, well, you just deserve to have a worse life. So just get used to it.
I thought I had listened to Louis C.K. on Rogan, and I don't remember that part. When he first started talking, I thought he was saying it critically, as in judgmentally, like it's sort of sarcastic. Yeah, well, we have it too good here, so let's lower our quality of life, and maybe that way people will stop coming in. To the extent he's being serious, it is the NIMBY of the stars. You know, like, those who are the most privileged, economically, financially well off, they'll have bigger fences, they'll have bigger guns, and they'll have more security. But, you know, the hoi polloi are going to have to deal with it because it's just the way it was. First of all, he also said, you know, like, people have to die so that Americans can maintain their well-being. They get killed by the government that actually exacerbates all these problems by causing strife in Syria, in the Middle East, causing the migrant crisis to other countries, and then they come in through the south of the border. And, you know, locally they don't care so long as they think they're going to be Democrat. The irony was, the media's attention perked up to the immigrants crossing the border at the southern border when they found out that there were like 5,000 Russians coming in there. Then immigration becomes a problem. When they're Cubans who might be more conservative, then, you know, they're more prone to closing off the borders and making it more difficult. But no, Louis C.K. exemplifies the absolute hypocrisy of promoting something that will not affect you because you have enough money to protect yourself from it. And I just got to finish with my joke that Louis C.K. Destroyed his own career at his own hands. Bada bing, bada boom. It's nice to see him. It's nice to see him back, but he's not making much more sense now than he was before. To the extent he was being serious.
Hey Bob, do you know any liberals, open borders liberals, that open up their homes for illegal immigrants?
Not very often. I mean, you have some conscientious types out there that actually back up their words with action. But you look at Robert Kennedy. Robert Kennedy is someone who has, you know, comes from a family that supported legal immigration for a long time. His uncle Ted passed the immigration law that liberalized things in the late 1960s. And he went down to the border and said, this is an unmanageable disaster. He said, this is a disaster for everybody. It's a disaster for America. It's a disaster for these countries of Central America. It's a disaster for working class Americans. It's a disaster for the people being trafficked into here because they're in no man's land. They don't have cultural, political, or legal protection. They're at the whim and subject to whatever brutality the cartels visit upon them. Or once they get here, if they're to the degree they're outside of the control of the cartels, they're often still subject to their extortion because of the cartels' connections to their family and friends back home, and then they're often trying to have to send their whatever funds they have back home to the degree they can. They are subject to labor abuse here in the United States. So he pointed out that no true humanitarian would support this mass illegal immigration taking place because it's anti-humanitarian at every level. What Louis C.K. really represents is the elitist contempt for working class Americans. They just despise and hate working class Americans. When he talks about,
I'm going to have to interrupt and correct you here. I think you're limiting their true approach here. I think they despise and hate everybody.
Oh, well, I mean, to a certain degree, yes. But I think they have a particular contempt. You can tell Louis C.K. is the kind of guy who drives through small town Texas and just looks at everybody as if they're a character from Deliverance. That, you know, that's, you know, he's that kind of snob. You know, he just
he probably wishes he was in that scene.
Well, yeah, there's always a little bit of that going on. You can see Louis C.K. dreams at night that he'll be squealing sometime soon in Georgia. But play his own Ned Beatty. But I mean, he looks like the guy.
Now, I wish I was in the scene. I watched Deliverance, and I'm sitting there saying, I wish I was in that scene. Why wasn't I cast for that scene? It should have been me in that scene. All right, I'm making jokes.
Well, I mean, you see the weird laugh when he talked about serial killers? I mean, the guy comes in, especially with those glasses. He's got total serial killer glasses. The dude, I mean, I have a whole new approach to Louis C. He's not only a pervert.
Whoa, I don't know if you want to approach Louis C.K., all right?
Well, by the way,
right. I mean, there's lots of reasons not to get... You better hope the only thing he's got in his hand is something of his own equipment. Because, I mean, this guy is a whoo-hoo-hoo. I mean, that's the message I got.
You got, now that you, by the way, everyone has to refer back to one of his bits from a while back, which was, if only humans had the defense mechanism of a skunk, like spray smelly stuff and it'll scare people away, and he analogized it to playing with himself. And then you find out what he did in real life, and you realize there's a lot more truth than jest in his jokes. And so if you digest everything he says with that truth in jest principle, then some of his stuff goes from being funny to being scary very quickly. But, no, Robert, the disdain for the lowly citizens who, they don't deserve the good life that they have. They didn't build that. They're not entitled to safe communities, or the problem's not that bad. Stop complaining. It's progress, moral and social, but I'll sit here in my Manhattan skyrise and I'll look down at the people, the homeless people in the streets. It's tremendous, but it is all political. It is the idea that at some point in Canada and in the States, you can't convince people to vote for the Liberals or the Democrats because of policy. And so what's the long-term plan? Bring them in through illegal immigration, and you'll import your vote instead of having to persuade people to vote for you.
Yeah, you just can't trust a guy who likes to make jokes, pedophilia jokes. I mean, there's something about that guy. That little scene from Rogan is more disturbing. I thought before he was just your classic Hollywood elitist pervert. But that is like a real sicko. That's a guy you don't want to know what's going on at home. I mean this guy is like John. He's the John Wayne Gacy of comedians.
Do we know? Has Jeffrey Toobin ever hung out with Louis C.K.? Does anybody know?
I don't know, but if nobody knows who John Lajoie is, he's actually a comedian from Montreal or Longueuil, which is sort of south of Montreal. He did a bit like 10 years ago called Rapist Glasses, and it was a humorous bit, like, looking too normal? Wear these glasses that will make you look like a bad boy. Louis C.K. went out and bought a pair.
He's looking for a sponsorship deal.
It's terrible. But just listen to Louis C.K.'s humor and jokes and older jokes from the past and understand how much truth we have now discovered was infused into them. And, you'll hear him differently. But he does exemplify the... I couldn't tell if he was being serious there. Was he being sarcastic, critical, cynical? Like, we have it too good here. Too many people die for America, as in American foreign policy results in the death and killing of people, the destabilization of other nations, which then leads to migrant crises in Europe and through the south of the border.
Well, it'd be like... I guess it's kind of like this. I guess we'll close the hour kind of like this. It'd be like... Let's just say, hypothetically, somebody got caught masturbating in public and then just saying, oh, it's just a joke. I'm just joking. That's all this is. It's just a funny bit that I'm doing. I'm not a pervert. See, I'm a comedian. All right, we'll be right back with Viva Fry and Bob Barnes. Don't go anywhere.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.